From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Bond prices have rallied and stocks are in positive territory following Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's reassurance that the Fed does not have a set timetable for winding down its bond buying program and other measures to stimulate the economy. NPR's Craig Windham reports Bernanke told a House panel the Fed first wants to see substantial improvement in the job market and ongoing stability in the economic recovery.
Bernanke says the Fed will keep its benchmark short-term interest rate near zero at least until unemployment falls to 6.5% and probably even lower. Bernanke's remarks last month about a possible end to the Fed's bond buying program triggered a sell-off on Wall Street. So he says he's trying to clarify the thinking of Fed policymakers for the markets.
I think the markets are beginning to understand our message, and the volatility has obviously moderated.
Bernanke says the Fed will be adjusting its stimulus measures in coming months, either scaling them back or stepping them up, depending on how the economy is doing. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The scope of the National Security Agency's surveillance of people's phone and internet records was the subject of a contentious hearing by the House Judiciary Committee today. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston says at the center of the controversy are secret rulings by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. That legal body approved the NSA's activities that were recently exposed by former NSA analyst Edward Snowden, who is now charged with espionage.
One of the first things that the former NSA contractor Edward Snowden leaked was a classified FISA court document. Basically, what it revealed was that the court had permitted the NSA, the National Security Agency, to collect, but not analyze, basic information about U.S. phone calls.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. Snowden, who is holed up in a Moscow airport, is asking Russia for temporary asylum. One prominent U.S. Republican says if Russia grants that request, America should boycott next February's Winter Olympics in Sochi, an idea the U.S. Olympic Committee strongly opposes. Here's NPR's Howard Berkus.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham told NBC News,
I love the Olympics, but I hate what the Russian government is doing throughout the world.
Especially, Senator Graham said, the possibility of sheltering Edward Snowden.
If they give asylum to a person who I believe has committed treason against the United States, that's taking it to a new level.
The U.S. Olympic Committee notes that the 1980 boycott of the Moscow Summer Games did not end the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. A USOC spokesman says the boycott did not resolve the underlying conflict, but did deprive hundreds of American athletes the opportunity of a lifetime. Republican House Speaker John Boehner also rejected the notion of a boycott. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Before the closing bell, Dow is up 18 points at 15,471. NASDAQ gaining 11 and the S&P 500 was up 5 points. This is NPR News. The Arab League is endorsing Secretary of State John Kerry's effort to restart Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. On his sixth trip to the Middle East in as many months, Kerry voiced optimism.
We continue to get closer, and I continue to remain hopeful that the sides will soon be able to come to sit at the same table.
In addition to meeting with Arab League delegates in Jordan, Kerry also spoke with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas in Amman. Amnesty International is out with a new report on the crackdown by Egyptian security forces against the Muslim Brotherhood. Mara Kennedy in Cairo reports hundreds of supporters of Egypt's ousted president, Mohamed Morsi, have been arrested during the last weeks of political turmoil.
The hundreds of Brotherhood members and supporters were arrested during violent clashes with the police or the military. Amnesty International reported that some of the detainees released on bail said they were beaten by the police and interrogated while blindfolded. The report said that while some of the men may have participated in violence, Amnesty International is concerned that others may have been targeted solely because of their political beliefs. It warns Egypt's new leadership against carrying out reprisals against supporters of the deposed president. Many of the top Brotherhood leaders have been taken into custody or have warrants for their arrest. This as Morsi is being held incommunicado in military detention without charges. For NPR News, I'm Merrick Kennedy in Cairo.
Hundreds of firefighters are on the scene of an out-of-control blaze in the mountains of Southern California, and the heat wave that's affecting so much of the U.S. is wreaking havoc on operations southwest of Palm Springs. That's where temperatures have soared to 105 degrees. The fire spans 22 square miles and has already burned 7 homes. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington. Support.